starting from a state of rest in our praises every time. Never strive in the praise, just let it begin to flow. Ooh. Ooh. Let it catch right in that anointing in you there and begin to eye it out. Ooh. But you can't stay at that same uh-uh, so you got to let the volume get a little bit louder and a little bit louder. God, if you say it that same, you'll be going back to sleep. Oh, 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 oh. Feel that wind begin to catch on the inside of you now. Begin to come alive with that wind of the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on, singer, don't let us have to lead you.
Cassie.
Come on up, Cassie. Feel yourself still whirling inside. Ooh, feel yourself still whirling in there. Ooh. 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 Feel all that living water that's in you. All that milk and honey of the word and the wind all mixed up in there together, ready to do something. Some of you, why are you whirling around there? Ooh, we're going to start it again. And just about time you get started, it hath been given unto me to prophesy. And while you're whirling, just let her rip, all right? Whirlwind, glorious whirlwind, whirling around in the lawn. Little whirlwind, hey, glorious whirlwind, whirling me around in the lawn. Oh, let her rip now. Thank you. glorious whirlwind whirling me around in my life. In the Lord, and the breath of His word whirled out of me, glory, fire, and blood. Whirlwind, glorious whirlwind, whirling me around in my Lord. Whirlwind, a glorious whirlwind. Me around in my love. Hallelujah. Now, how do you like those apples of the whirlwind? Be your staff still whirling? Oh, you may be seated. You can't whirl anymore now. Now, we're following in the exact order of God. And we want to now begin to get an understanding of what He's doing to where we can let Him begin to put it together in knowledge. Most of you understand that your purpose in life is a ministry, whether you man, woman, boy, or girl, is to lead folks to the gate of the New Jerusalem and lead them in, isn't it? Now, in order to do this, you had to go through first yourself, didn't you? Oh. This you did, and some of you have begun to lead them in, some through songs and others through helping others. This is God's plan. He can never bring anything forth through you unless you first experience it yourself. This has been the detriment and the destruction of God's people all down the ages. They try to push someone in by teaching and doctrine and knowledge where they had not been themselves, and they would get to striving, and the people would get to striving, and Satan would overcome them. Oh. Joel's army, it is ordained in the plan of God that you, God's people, will absolutely, your ministry will chew up the earth just like Joel's army. It's ordained in the plan of God. But in order to do this, you being the obedient, you had to be tune up yourself. Is that the word, tune up? Chewed up yourself. You had to be eaten up yourself by the heavenly blood and heavenly body and the heavenly breath revealed through the locust of Joel. Because God's plan is that no flesh shall glory in His presence in this kingdom age. So He has to take His obedient people and change them from flesh to spirit, from their way to His way. Oh, oh. Shall you lead folks to the living water of healing and life and fullness in Christ? Sure. It's ordained that as you go forth in the ministry, not only will you chew up the old way in judgment and burn over the land, but you'll leave the waters of life in every person, every vessel, every group. But in order to leave those waters of life, let them lose their water life in the heavenly waters of life, you must first lose yours. It's that simple. It's that easy. Oh. 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 Yes, Lord. Every step that the world will go through, that's ordained of God for them to go through to change the old world into the new creation, is being lived in your life. Because in being changed, then you're able to change others. So then it does not depend on your works at all. It depends on the work of Christ through you. So whether you be an educated person or an uneducated person, it doesn't make any difference. Whether you be a child or a man, a girl or a woman, it won't make any difference, because as he moves you through these stages, you become partakers of the knowledge and the experience of him. And it begins to move out through your life. Oh. Oh. Now this is the reason why you've seen me walk in exact obedience to the Lord. And if I missed a step, I went back and picked it up. Why I've spent so many long hours before the Lord. Because he admonished me real strongly that all of his moves down through the age had failed. Because people would skip over steps. Knowing that I cannot do this myself, then I must continually submit myself back up to him for him to do it through me and with me in your life. Yes, Lord. Oh. Now, we have reached a place, you that were here, in the time when the Lord said that we had reached the place to where he was now ready to smite the sea of blood and water and the air. And in doing this, he would announce all over the world the new kingdom age, that it was ushered into being. And then through that announcing, he moved through your life. And he announced through you that you were now in the kingdom age, and you received the earthquake of power that moved out, and you received the individual smiting of the mantle. You've fallen in exact obedience. Not a thing wrong. Pictured through the life of Elisha and Elijah, also through the life of Jesus Christ, but a resume is given us through the life of Elijah and Elisha. You see these secrets of the Lord, sometime they're in the New Testament, sometime in the Old Testament, but sometime in the New Testament they're strung out from all the way from the Gospels into the book of Revelation. So the Lord will have us to go and pick up the shadow of the thing back in the New Testament where it has it in resumes. This is what he calls, he picks out the fruits. Now, in order to move you in some of these steps that we went through, if we had not used the life of Elijah and Elisha, we'd have had to study the whole book of Revelation, or a big part of it, in order to understand it. But there, in just a little resume in the life of Elijah and Elisha, he gave you an understanding. And just as Elisha received the mantle of the resurrection power from Elijah and smote the rivers of Jordan, which were full of debt. Oh, yes, Lord. So did you receive the smiting of the mantle. Not only all the whole earth, but you received a smiting out of death in your life, anything left, by that whoosh, of that power. And then next in the order of God, after the rivers were smitten, Elisha smote the fountains of water. Well, in the age of grace and the age of the kingdom in which you live, God no more uses the fountains of water for deliverance, but through Jesus Christ we understand that you, your flesh, is the fountain of the living water. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh! So following in that exact order, oh, what do? We smote you. Oh! And immediately those fountains of living water begin to move in you. And a zeal began to move in you, and you begin to, you wanted to go at it, you wanted to do something, see? Oh, that is you that were here. Some of you were in the Valley of Moab. But anyway, then next in order for the ministry, for your ministry, is that you must step out in obedience in some way and go to trying out your little fountain of water. Whew. Hidden from the wise and the prudent. And suddenly, you found out with all of your zeal and everything, and in your obedience, and you were walking in obedience, you found out that you could deliver folks, get them right to the door, and you couldn't quite make it through with them. And you were doing that in obedience. I mean, that's the way he ordained it. Because next in the order of God working through Elisha was that when the food in the pot, porridge, or oatmeal, we call it oatmeal, it's made up of milk and wheat and barley and water and wine and all stirred up in together. Now, you're a pot. God no more uses pots to feed his people out of spiritual food. He makes pots. Even as Zechariah said, in that day shall all the pots of the Lord be purified with fire. And here you were, a pot with a fire under you burning full of porridge. And boy, you were burning in zeal, see? Oh, and you were moving out. You're ready. Some of you moving out in song. Some of you moving out to write out your messages. Some of you moving in prophecy. Each of you moving in your own way. Whatever the Lord. You're moving in obedience. And you found out all at once. And of course the Lord, me moving in obedience, the Lord showing me the order. I must first wait until the poison begins to show in your pot. Sitting there waiting for you to act in obedience for a little bit of poison to show in your pot where I can go into the next step. You found out that in your pot there was some of that old way, that old corn. Oh. When you try to deliver folks, you got to wrestling with them. Saw some of you in the spirit, you're standing well, smiting at them. So I began to show you last night, the way to do it. Ooh, come here, brother, Sister Gates. Ooh. The way to do the thing was not to keep after you smote them once or twice. You had them in obedience, you know. Don't use the old corn way to just keep smiting them and beat them down the puck. Learn and see that you've got them already. They're full of fear. So what is the thing that casteth out fear? Perfect love. Now, how's God going to give them love? He made you vessel of love, your whole body. You have the ability to impart it. So you just grab them by the head and sprinkle them. Ooh, 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 ooh. You're going don't have to stand off from them either, Brother George, like they're unclean. God already told you through the Apostle Peter, said, call nothing that I've cleansed unclean. They're not unclean anymore. Oh, and that began to work, didn't it? Oh. And you were following, let me applaud most of you. You were following in exact obedience, just what the Lord wanted you to do. Just exactly. Because he wanted to do two things in your life. He wanted to show you the lack of being able to do this thing within your own efforts. And he wanted you to taste a little bit. He wanted to taste you to taste a little bit of condemnation, of feeling bad because you couldn't do what you were supposed to do. He wanted you to feel that. Because he wanted to teach you this. And listen to it carefully. Where you won't go down into the valley of Moab. Listen to this carefully. He wants to teach you this, that he does not give one hoot for your works or the results of your works. All he wants is obedience and faith. And leave the works to him. He produces the works. He does not want one bit of your striving. Neither does he want one bit of your whole life. He wants you to leave the works and the glory to him, and he produces the works through you. You come at rest, and then when he produces those works, he not only shares the glory with you, but he gives it a whole outpouring of glory, where that you can turn around then and say, Lord, I'm an unprofitable servant, and move on to another glory. Walking in exact obedience, just what you're supposed to do. You that started out on those songs, Brother Ron, Cheryl, some of you that I gave you some songs to write, you couldn't do them. Lord knew you couldn't do them. But you set your mind to obey, didn't you? And that was what he wanted you to do. He wanted you to obey. And boy, you got in a terrible mess, didn't you? That's what he wanted you to do. He wanted you to obey. Then I came along and just leaned up against the porch out there without any trying, without any pre-thinking or anything, and just wooed them right out to you, didn't it? And then you begin to realize some poison in you somewhere. Ooh. Be a little bit of the old way of life, a little poison in your pot there, and you would have never realized this thing had you not walked in obedience. In this way, you learn another lesson. When you walk in obedience, the Lord takes the acts of your failures and your disobedience, and he turns them unto you for your glory and for his glory. This is the way it is in the age of grace. Age of grace, there is no condemnation. All he requires is obedience. The only ones he says that shall not enter in is the fearful and the unbelieving. Those that are afraid to even obey, afraid of a mistake in their life. Yes, Lord? That's the one that don't enter in. The one that go ahead and makes abundance of mistakes in obedience, they get abundance of blessing and they get a quick entrance into the kingdom of God. Oh, that's the way he trains you on the grace, because he's training you in love. He only beats you in judgment when you go to sitting down and won't even act in obedience. You go to looking at the problem, I can't do it, and then he whacks you one. Oh, as long as you go ahead and obey, and let the devil beat you a little bit with condemnation, and it gives you a chance to confess. There is therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus, free from law, sin, and death. Hath been set free. Long as you go ahead and do that, he's done his job in you. He's satisfied, and then he coos over you a little bit in the spirit, and you say, I'm an unprofitable servant, and you're ready to move up. It's that simple. It's that easy. Oh. You see, all these things have to come out of you, because when you begin to move among the people, you cannot impart condemnation and strife into them. These things must be eaten up in your life. You cannot impart to them great works. You must impart to them obedience and faith. You cannot gather a bunch of folks around you and say, come on, let's go do a job. That's the ways of the world. And this will sure bring the wrath of God down on you. So he has to walk carefully with you, purge it out of you, and get you to rest, and then move you up another step. Oh, oh, oh. If I had those guitars, I'd hit a key there, and I'd praise the Lord for his way. To sprinkle inside of your pot the new corn meal of the new law of grace, or the law of grace, inside of your pot, and let it boil a little while in there. Ooh, and I'm not going to tell you what the next step is, because you're supposed to be walking in obedience and faith. Oh, but we're ready to sprinkle in you now. Are you ready? Yeah, and I did write my law to Moses in tablets of stone, saith the Lord. With my finger of fire and glory did I write my law in the tablets of hard stone, saith the Lord. But yea, now I do write my law of grace of my kingdom in your heart and mind, with a spirit of prophecy, in fire, wind, water, and blood, saith the Lord. Yea, I did write my law of Moses in tablets of stone, with my finger of fire, with my finger of fire and glory I did write on the hard stone of the mountain my law that would be hard. But with my law of grace I do write, with a spirit of prophecy in your heart and mind. I write in fire and wind, water and blood, and cover it in love so it may grow. Ooh, the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy is the voice of Jesus speaking through a person. This is the same voice that you bring out in your tongue, interpretation, and prophecy. You develop that voice of Jesus. And he uses this, instead of writing it in hard stone with fire and glory and making a hard way of law in this day, he uses the spirit of prophecy. Whether it be gentle prophecy, whether it be loud, whether it be mediocre, he uses that to write in the minds of people. Oh, and in their hearts. his law of grace. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yea, and those that obeyed not the law of Moses, listen to this now. Those that obey not the law of Moses, by Moses I had them cut off and destroyed, saith the Lord. Ooh. Yea, and also those that obey not my law of grace and obedience of faith, not Moses, not my minister, but I myself, saith the Lord, shall cut them off. Yea, and those that obeyed not Moses' law, by the hand of Moses I had them cut off. With judgment of stone, I destroyed their life and freed my people from their disobedient strife. But in the age of my grace and the age of my love, my ministers must be free to move in love. So those that obey not my law of grace, I, the living God, do speak face to face, and I cut them off with a stroke of my hand, and leave my obedient people free to possess the land. Oh, 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 oh. Yea, and hear me now, saith the Lord. In my first law of grace, which works by obedience in faith, he that soweth to the wind shall reap the whirlwind, saith the Lord. He that obediently takes the knowledge that I have placed inside of him and sows it in the wind, by tongue, interpretation, and prophecy, I shall return it unto him inside and shall create a whirlwind of fire and glory and blood and life in his word, saith the Lord, that shall whirl inside him and multiply until it creates a whirling storm of my power and knowledge and life that will sweep people into my kingdom, and I shall call them thy fruits, saith the Lord, thy fruits of obedience. Oh, he that soweth to the wind shall reap my whirlwind and whirl around in power and life, and nothing shall stand before him, for I multiply. I start in a whirlwind, and then in a storm I do multiply. In the obedient heart of my law of grace, nothing is impossible, for I take their place. I possess their body and move through with my life, and they rest in glory, and behold my power. Now you have been planting knowledge in your mind to begin to sow this knowledge that I, by the Spirit, have planted in you. To begin to just sow it to the whirlwind. Just sow it to the wind. Sow it to the wind in your everyday life. Sow it to the wind. In the group, just sow it to the wind. Prophesy, tongue, interpretation, prophecy. Hath been given unto me to prophesy. Yeah, and for surely saith the Lord, and here you go. Sow it. The law of grace. You can't sit there and hold it in you. It won't multiply. It's got to be sown out on the wind. Why? Because it's the wind of the Holy Ghost, the wind of God, that comes back inside of you and whirls and purifies out your way and creates his way in there in a whirlwind. And when he gets it started on the inside of you, he begins to transfigure it out through you and begin to whirl around you and around you and around you and around you and around you. Whoa. Yeah, and furthermore, saith the Lord, he that obediently takes the knowledge in my book of life, which is the tree of life of all my obedient ministers down through the ages. All my obedient are recorded in my book of life, and their fruits are there in the Spirit, saith the Lord. And those that take that book that I have placed before them, open and ready and finished, in their hands, saith the Lord. Reads and sows it to the wind by tongue, interpretation, and prophecy. I shall return it unto him inside, and shall create a whirlwind of knowledge and life and fire and power that shall whirl inside of him and multiply and multiply and multiply. Yea, even as I spoke to my servant Ezekiel, yea, take thou the whole scroll and eat it in the wind, saith the Lord. So say, take my whole book of life, yea, and eat it and sow it in the wind. Sow it in the wind, yea, that I might make you an inheritor of all my people's ministry down through the ages. Yea, listen. For yea, my purpose is that you might move in peace and obedience, where all of my other people have paid and suffered in blood, so that we might all rejoice together, saith the Lord. Yea, the fruits that they have brought forth in suffering. I place before you, even in your hand, my book of life of every obedient man. Their fruits are there on the tree of life, ready for you to sow to the winds of life. Then I return unto you a whirling of their life, and possess their fullness that they paid with their life. For you are my chosen, my people of peace. No more shall suffering reign in my creation, but I brought forth in suffering and blood a thing of glory that you can finish my word. I have chosen this way that all may rejoice in that their fullness is found in obedient heart. So now I place in your hands my book of life and the fruits of my people and all of their life. And I give you a way that's so easy, so good. Just sow it to the wind, and I'll return it unto you. Oh, 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 oh. Say not in thy heart, I shall suffer my own, for my plan does call for obedience and faith. For all suffering has been done except our obedience and faith. And the glory that's revealed is not worthy to be called suffering. Oh, oh. You understand this? The ordained plan of God is that down through the ages he must work out his plan through man. And then that when he got the plan worked out through man, beginning all back in Genesis, it had always been the plan of God. He knew that disobedience against man and inside of man would cause suffering and death. But he worked it out with long suffering for over, 6,000, 7,000 years, whatever. And each one of those that lived obedient, he recorded in his book of life their fruits, their ministry, their life, and reserved it and preserved it. Because his plan called for him. At the end of the age of Adam, that there must come forth a fullness of all of his people in the lives of people. And he could never accomplish this if you had to go back and do their suffering, because you and I would probably never make it for one of them suffering. But he chose to take their fruits, let them rule and reign in heaven with him, and choose the people down here that would not have to suffer but move in grace and glory and obedience and faith, and then let all of those that suffered rejoice with you and be gathered together all in one. Oh, this is the reason why when you do not obey God's plan of grace and you try to choose your own suffering and your own striving and getting down in the valley of Moab, this is the reason why God gets so hard on you. Oh. Take your place. Obedience and faith, that's all he requires. He doesn't require works. He doesn't require suffering. He let the devil put it on you. So what about suffering? If the Lord wants suffering, let's let him have it. Let's don't let the devil make us suffer. Ooh, and spoil his plan of grace and his kingdom. And defile all the works of those that suffered, even Jesus Christ, to bring this to us. Defile it by us trying to do the sufferings over again. And end up just like the Catholic Church, going around beating themselves. That's the end result of works. Oh, oh. Now the law of God says this. Even in the natural, parents want better for their children than what they had themselves, don't they? So it is with a heavenly family. Collecting of suffering down to the day, they want better for their children than they had themselves. They was willing to suffer and sacrifice. They were willing. But there's nothing in the world that makes a parent turn sour on a child in the natural than for them to take what they've suffered for and not use it, just throw it away and despise it, is it? So it is with God. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy on the two or three witnesses. But he that despised the law of grace, he's in real trouble. Oh, oh, oh. And hear me again, now again, saith the Lord, in my law of grace. And let me write it on your mind and your heart, ere that thou must not forget, saith the Lord. Hear me again, in my law of grace, which worketh by obedience and faith, saith the Lord. Listen, he that cast his bread upon the waters, it shall return unto him multiplied, saith the Lord. He that obediently takes the knowledge of bread that I have placed in his mind and cast it out of his mouth in tongue and interpretation, prophecy, spoken revelation, and song, whatever, yea, cast it out upon the ocean of living water that I have placed all around him, then I shall return it unto him inside and shall cause the waters of life that I have placed inside of him to be troubled and flowing continually with my healing knowledge of life, saith the Lord. For yea, did I not say, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, saith the Lord. Cast thy bread on the waters, the ocean of waters, and I trouble it with my wind and blow it back inside you, whirling it around and multiplying it and create a river moving out of you. So hold not thy bread inside thy mind, but cast it out, to you it shall return. Hold not even a crumb, because it will grow stale, but cast it out, and I'll refresh it and make it well. Oh, re-la-la-la. My way is an ocean that around thee does lay, and the bread that is inside you, and that fountain of life. As I cast out thy bread, it returns multiplied. So rest not in the valley of Moab, but come in my kingdom, my ocean of life. And in rest and ease thou shalt cast and cast, and I'll swell your body and make it fat, fat with my rivers. Yea, oceans it shall be, that will whirl outside you and heal all the land. Oh, 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 oh. Yea, and listen to another part of my law of grace, saith the Lord. For yea, it is a law. It is a law that cannot be changed. For it is my highest form of law. And when thou dost resist this form of law, thou resistest me, saith the Lord. It cannot be changed. But yea, when it is obeyed, it becomes a blessing unto those that obey. So listen again. Yea, he that obediently takes the knowledge, the bread in my book of life, which is also the bread and the fruit of the tree of life, and the river of life of all my obedient people down the ages. And yea, I have placed it open and ready and finished in front of him, saith the Lord. He that reads and then cast out of his mouth and tongue interpretation and prophecy upon the sea of living water that are placed all around him, I shall return it back unto him inside, and he shall begin to understand, and revelation shall be added, and I shall multiply it more and more and more. Yea, I shall return it inside and shall cause the waters of life that I have placed inside of him to move and flow continually with my healing knowledge of life, for the healing knowledge of people's spirit, soul, and body, and yea, their ministry shall turn into rivers, yea, oceans of life that flows out on the people all around, saith the Lord, and the fruits of the water of their ministry shall I give unto them, saith the Lord. Bread, which is my book of life, broken down in crumbs that any may see. Take it in thy mouth and cast it out on the ocean of life that I placed around thee, and it shall trouble the waters and move back inside. And a whole loaf of my bread will I build inside. Be not stubborn in thy own way, and be not condemned and say, I cannot say the words of the Lord. For though a man be a fool, he can follow my grace and create every other man a fool. Strive not for works, but for obedience be thou free. In the faith of the Lord and the plan he gave for thee, for I would speak unto thee, despite my law of grace and the suffering of my people. And I'll smite you face to face. I'll cause your bread to grow old and stale, and poison you to death, and drown you in my well of fire. For I have chosen that my people shall be glorified in your body of grace. Oh, 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 you're children of love, you're children of grace, you're not children of works, nor do you wear your own face, but you wear the face of Jesus, my beloved Son, that's placed thereby. With much suffering he won. So be thou not of a face of words, but of grace and love. Let him shine through thy life. Oh, 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 oh. Oh. sort of stupefying, isn't it? But he's right in the menu now. Ooh. Ooh. See, I've been pushing you and prompting you all along to get you ready for this.